Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View. This is my last show. Holy moly. But you can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can go to bruceallen.com and see all that I'm doing before, since, and after this show. And I hope you'll follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. It is time for some, therapy, for some spiritual talk with Pastor Drew Sams, who's the head pastor at the Bel Air Presbyterian Church. He and his wife presently live in Newberry Park, California. He is calling us from visiting his in-laws in Texas, and they are the proud parents of their first son, Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks for having me on again.
Well, love it, love it, love it. Let's start with our usual health and welfare update on young Judah Andrew Sams. How is he doing, and how's his arm?
Boy, he's doing great. You know, I know the listeners know that about 2 months ago, he broke his arm, jumped out of his crib, and he's healed up nicely. And now here we are in Texas, and he's holding his own with all of his six older cousins, and it's been a lot of fun.
That's swell. Can't help but reflect on what's going on in the world. It's a very, very scary time. And we actually talked about the Presbyterian Church's stance on Israel, and you gave me some really good information about it. But what's going on now in mainstream media and among our Hollywood elite and some of our politicians is such stupidity and misinformation. We have a great contingent of Spanish actors led by Penelope Cruz, Javier Bardem, and Madonna, I don't know why she's on that list, signing a petition accusing Israel of genocide. So I now call Penelope Cruz Penelope Crud. I call her husband Harvey Bardem, and I call Madonna Madummy. Then worse is Nancy Pelosi. She goes on air and calls Hamas. Now, I don't know if you heard this. She literally a humanitarian organization. So Nancy to me now is Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she has no excuse. Even Charles Schumer, a very standing Democrat, he was on TV this morning condemning Hamas. So Democrat, left, right, Republican, how can you support a terrorist organization? So I would beg you to please, please give a powerful sermon as soon as you can about what is going on, how the media is misportraying it, how the Bel Air community, which is filled with Hollywood types, allows and supports people to speak this way. Imagine if Penelope Crud and Harvey Bardem and Madummy came out with something against gay marriage. They'd be shunned in Hollywood. But they accuse Israel of genocide? There's no backlash at all. You have a platform, Pastor Drew. Please exercise it.
Well, it's so true. And as you said, so many in our congregation are part of the entertainment industry. And there's one prominent working producer in Hollywood who also has his Masters of Divinity. He said it's not so much the entertainment industry, it's the influence industry. And it's so true that we have an opportunity to many of those in that congregation to influence for good rather than influence for, you know, bad based on misinformation. You know, here I am in the middle of Texas and here with my in-laws, and boy, I'm getting up to the date updates, you know, up to the minute updates on everything political. And when that Pelosi quote came through, I was just dumbfounded. I had to find the source and just double check it to make sure we didn't misread it. I'm thinking, how could she call it a humanitarian effort? It's just tremendous.
And the fool that interviewed her, Candy Crowley, who totally ruined the debate and sided with Obama when Mitt Romney was running, didn't challenge her. She just kind of let it go. So it was, not only was Pelosi Pelosi, but Candy Crowley is this Candy dumbass. Excuse me, I'm not sure I'm allowed to say that, but it's my last show, so Richard, let it go. Anyway, it beyond belief. Beyond belief.
It is beyond belief. And well, I'll take that challenge. I think it's necessary. So many emails have been coming in over the last few weeks of people just misunderstanding, you know, our denomination, the Presbyterian denomination, some of the decisions they've made. And so there's a need for me to even go beyond just responding to emails and, you know, personal meetings to, I think, from the pulpit, speak, you know, what is truth and speak to the reality and have people just be a little bit more shrewd in what they believe and then be an influence for good.
I don't mean this in any negative way because I think so much of you, but I actually believe as a leader, this is your obligation.
I agree.
And you are leading a major community now at a tender young age, well-earned and well-deserved, and you know how highly I think of you. We have a president who doesn't lead at all. So in your own way, you can do it to your congregation. And if you do this, I hope you'll tell me when, and I promise I'll come and I'll try to promote it or in any way help the cause. As a Jew coming to Presbyterian Church, it would be my honor to hear you speak. I used to come hear you at Calvary and loved it.
You did? So, well, we've had a long journey over the years, and now that I have this platform where, you know, I'm getting emails from people in Grand Rapids, Michigan, saying, hey, I just heard that quote you said,
wow.
And I'm just thinking, wow, I can't overlook the platform, and I want to be a good steward of that platform.
Thank you. So let me know when. Please don't forget. I will be there if at all possible you do this. In our last few minutes, I'd love you to reflect on the three or so years that we've been together and just the slight things that have happened in your life during the 3 years you've been our guest.
Wow, Bruce, so much. I think I've had more change in my life personally, you know, during this time we've been together on air than probably at any period of the same time in my life. You know, I think about when we first met, I was a high school pastor, and over that time I transitioned into an associate pastor role, and now, you know, the senior pastor of Bellary Presbyterian. In addition to that, you know,
oh, you had some minor changes in your personal life too, didn't you?
Exactly. You know, when we first met, my wife and I were struggling with infertility, and here now we have, after almost 2.5 years on a weekly basis, me giving you an update on the health and welfare of my son, and that's just tremendous. You know, graduate with my doctorate. It's just it's phenomenal. All that's happened. In many ways, I can go back and look at a time capsule on each of the segments that I've been on with you. It's almost like an audio journal over the years.
It is, especially the Judah Andrew Sams portion. So listen, believe it or not, we're out of time. Please let my listeners or remind my listeners where they can find you. And I look forward to breaking bread with you sometime very soon.
Well, Bruce, it's been an honor to go beyond colleagues to friends. Looking forward to the next chapter together, and you know, all the listeners can reach me on all social networks at Surfer Drew, and our church's website is belairpress.org.
Terrific. Give a hug and a kiss to the family. Hope to see you soon. And everybody stay tuned for some therapy with Dr. Weberman after these messages.
Let me tell you a little story about a dude I know. His name is Bruce Allen.